Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Brian Lehrer Show on 93.9 FM and AM 820 and WMYC.org. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian. And as you know, we are crowdsourcing summer this month every Thursday. We've had such a great community in our WMYC audience of people who are out and about doing and seeing interesting things. So every Thursday, we give you the opportunity to recommend something to your fellow listeners and get tips from other listeners on things to do this summer. Today's category is festivals. So call us with your tips on great summer festivals, 212-433-WMYC, 212-433-9692. We especially want to hear from our New Jersey listeners. Tell us about some Garden State summer festivals that everyone should know about. And we're creating a crowdsourced calendar of your suggested summer events. Just go to WNYC.org, click on the Brian Lehrer Show, and find the submission form to add any summer event, including your favorite summer festival, to our online calendar. Now, here to help us recommend things to each other today and all this month is Billy Cohen from Time Out New York. Hey, Billy.
Hi.
So let's jump right in with New York icon, Lincoln Center.
Lincoln Center is just like the king of summer festivals. They have two that run throughout the summer, one indoors and one outdoors. The out-of-doors festival, it's called Lincoln Center Out of Doors, starts July 12th, runs through August 15th, and they do all kinds of performances on all the plazas all over the Lincoln Center campus, theater, family stuff, music. There's going to be premieres of compositions by Yoko Ono and David Byrne. It's going to be really great.
You'll hear Yoko wherever you are. And there's food, as I recall.
There's some food stuff. They are very diverse. They do a lot of stuff that's good for kids and family.
Yeah.
They do stuff for people who maybe wouldn't normally come to Lincoln Center. Really, it's a really wonderful thing. And because it's all outdoors, it's all free.
And you can take the subway right there.
Right,
all right. And I hear a festival already kicked off. I think it was last night in Brooklyn with a performance by the wonderful Nora Jones.
True. The Celebrate Brooklyn at the Banchel in Prospect Park. It's $3 at the gate for most of the performances. Some of them are ticketed because they're benefits.
Yeah.
And we're happy to pay it for something like Nora Jones and stuff like that. So they do a lot of concerts. They've got the big one this summer, Sonic Youth, that everyone's really looking forward to seeing. They haven't played together in a while. They also do dance and they do comedy. So there's a variety there. It's not just music. And, you know, it's nice to have Brooklyn represent because Summer Stage is the one that everyone always thinks of when they think of summer music festivals. And that is an amazing series as well.
Are there any other big music festivals that we're overlooking in the other parts, other regions of tri-state area?
There's a lot of great ones throughout the city. And in fact, sort of part of Summer Stage, sort of an extension of Summer Stage, is a series of concerts that happen in all five boroughs at parks around the city, parks that maybe you've never been to or have only heard of and haven't ventured out to. The city takes great care to present all kinds of music concerts everywhere. So in every borough, you can find something really interesting. For example, the Charlie Parker Jazz Festival in August is up at Marcus Garvey Park. It's one day in Marcus Garvey and one day in Tompkins Square. So it's 2 days, two venues.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Also, in Coney Island does a couple of festivals. There's a rockabilly festival, which is really fun. Rockabilly music. There's a tattoo show. There's going to be a roller derby. Which is going to be pretty fun, a showdown of roller skating gangs. It's based on that cult movie, The Warriors.
Yeah.
So that should be pretty fun. There's also a club music festival that happens at the end of the summer every year. It's called the Electric Zoo Festival. And so you get clubland greats Paul Van Dyke is there this year and the Chemical Brothers.
Oh,
so if you like dance
great.
Music, that's on Randall's Island. That's a good one to catch.
Let's take a call, actually. Catherine, who is in Brooklyn, has a couple to recommend. Catherine, go ahead.
Thanks. I'm just calling because Brooklyn Botanic Garden is celebrating its 100th birthday on Saturday, June 12th.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And we're having a huge birthday party. It's called Bee Day, and it's all about pollinators, native bees and honeybees. And we're kind of interpreting the bee theme with music by the Sweet Divines and the Persuasions and Maxine Brown.
How fun.
We're also going to have live hives and activities and tours for kids, like Carmelo the Science Fellow is going to be here, and wonderful costumes for children to put on, and just a great day, honey tastings and that kind of thing.
And what time do the festivities kick off?
It's from 11 to 6. With musical performances primarily in the afternoon, but acoustic music throughout the garden and kids' activities all day long in the fragrance garden starting at 11.
Fantastic. And give us the date again, Catherine.
It's June 12th from 11 to 6, and there's a complete program on our website, which is bbg.org. And it's free, and we hope everyone in our community comes out to enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Catherine. And I'll remind you to go to WMYC.org and click on Brian's page, and you can add your event to our online calendar, and we can all be a community together. So let's finish up here. Billy, that was a terrific call from Catherine.
Yeah, that's a
What about the New York International Fringe Festival?
I love the Fringe Festival. It is a theater festival. Happens the last 2 weeks in August every year, and they just put together, I think there's 200 theater shows happening this summer, and it's just a huge variety of things. You can see clown shows, there's satire, there's drama, there's experimental theater, there's some dance, kind of dance drama combination things, and then they always take care to have shows from all around the world. So there's like a dozen other countries being represented this year. So, and all the shows are cheap. I think it's $15 a ticket for anything. It's a really great opportunity to see theater at a reasonable cost and really creative, innovative new productions.
And then I have to ask you about this weekend and one of my favorite subjects, barbecue.
The Big Apple Barbecue. Everybody's looking forward to that. That happens in Madison Square Park at 23rd Street this weekend, the 12th and the 13th. And it's just an annual indulgence where pitmasters from all over the country show up. They barbecue up their meat, and it's free to enter, and then you just pay $8 a plate for however much you can stuff down your gullet. And then there's also cooking demonstrations and seminars, and there's music. So if you need a break from the eating, you can have a little break doing one of those
and
things.
And then resume.
And then resume, exactly.
All right. Well, we will leave it there. That is really something to look forward to. Thank you so much, Billy Cohen from Time Out New York. And we will see you again next Thursday
week.
When we continue our June Summer Fun Series. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. I'll actually be back tomorrow as Brian continues his jury duty. We'll find out if he'll be back in studio on Monday or if he will be sitting on a jury. Thanks for listening.